You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Chwaba.
Damn right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Pete Chwaba. I am your host, Conrad Krieger, the kid riding shotgun. He actually is a kid, though. This isn't like the Pope is 69 and 20 years younger than all of his colleagues. I could call you kid, and it kind of applies.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Welcome back. Intermission is over. It is time for the second act of Nightlight. We had a great time in hour number one talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles, who is still here with us. We'll get back to Stuart in just a second. But our question of the night, folks, is who would you want to have a sleepover with? It is international or national. I don't want to misspeak, especially not with a newsman on the line. But it's some type of sleepover day. They're celebrating sleepovers. And our question of the night is, who do you want to have a sleepover with? So we'll read your text in just a bit. It is also a bar band Friday night, folks. And Terry Barr, co-host of Max Inc. Radio, will be here at 7:35. She brings new music every week. Tonight's artist is spectacular. You have to stick around and listen to this. We've got two songs. One of them is for Mother's Day. It's just a real... talking about things earlier on Bluey that kind of make you tear up. This song is beautiful, and the first song is really kick-ass too. So we will talk to Terry about her her artist she is bringing us tonight, and the music is outstanding, so you really don't want to miss that, especially heading into Mother's Day. So we'll do that, and we'll find out what our guest's plans for Mother's Day are as well. He's a great dad, and he heads up our news team in Southeast Wisconsin down there in Kenosha and Milwaukee and Kenosha. He said Kenosha. That's like Fletch saying, I'll have a Bloody Mary and a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich. I meant to say Racine Stewart.
Country and Western.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen the Pope and Blues Brothers stuff too, which was kind of funny. So
we're on a mission from God.
Now we really are, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, mission from God.
That's funny. Great, too. Do you have big plans for Mother's Day? You seem like a great dad. I'm sure you're a good husband, too.
I try and do what I can. I got a little one turning 4 next week, so her party is going to be early on Mother's Day. Mom is allowing it.
No kidding. You have a 4-year-old?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's did you get a late? You're what? In your early 70s?
Yeah, I'm a Pope adjacent.
Pope adjacent.
Pope adjacent. I'm mid to upper 40s, somewhere in there, I think.
Yeah, I don't mean to get
personal.
Yeah,
I got a little late start, sure.
I'm not. It was an unwarranted question. I'm sorry I went there, but seriously.
No bones about that.
All right, good.
Yeah, she's a delight.
How much do you make a year? all right, let's get to
how
these.
How big a boy are you?
That is right up there with your Glenn Frey line a couple visits ago, which is just gorgeous.
You were talking about dancing, right? It was
I said I was slow dancing with a girl in high school who I had a big crush on, and it was this magical moment. I even realized it was a magical moment. Like, took a mental snapshot, and we're dancing, and this Glenn Frey song is playing, and Stuart says, "Smuggler's Blues." Gorgeous moment.
Romance.
Exactly. Let's create another awesome moment here and play a clip. Let's do the floss one first, Conrad. I love the energy of this. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. If you have young kids, I'm sure you know about the show. If you don't, find the show. It's great. Here in this episode, the kids are teaching their grandparents how to floss, and the grandparents are finally getting the hang of it.
Oh, hello, Bluey.
Nana, you're going to learn how to floss.
Oh, okay. Let me get my glasses.
The arms go like this.
All right.
The arms go up.
Yeah, no, not like that. More like this with your arms.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Just do this with your hips.
And they go like this? Oh, I'm doing it! I'm doing it!
You're doing it, Nana!
No, not yet.
You did it, Nana! Bingo, look at this!
Look at this, Bingo!
Oh, great. I mean, that's a visual thing, too, but the energy of it, it totally comes across even on the radio. It's awesome.
It's just those the kids, the talent of the kids who are reading the lines, and that's, I guess, part of the interesting technical end of things. So this show started in 2018. Obviously, those kids have grown up. There's some speculation online that the voices are AI at this point.
Oh,
I don't know
really?
If that's true or not, but it kind of leads you to believe that maybe, I don't know, could they be?
Possibly, maybe.
They're really secretive about the back end of that show.
It's just absolutely great. How long is that other clip, Con?
The other one's 40 seconds.
Also, let's do that. It's a short one.
Yeah, I did want to say, flossing is a dance move. It's not.
Yeah. Yes.
And I believe it's pronounced flouse.
Flouse.
Seriously?
Flouse. Yeah, flousing. Oh, yeah, flouse.
I had no idea. I thought people. Thank you for because they're not teaching their grandparents how to
floss. That would be hilarious, though, if they're teaching their grandparents how to actually floss, you know.
Just use a water pick. But let's hear the other clip.
It's a bit of tough love, that's all. All she needs to do is not put her thumb in her mouth. It's easy.
Chips?
Nah, I'm off the chips. Trying to eat healthy.
Good on you.
Well, one won't hurt.
Aunt Trixie, can you please take Muffin's cone off?
Well, if I take it off, the first thing she'll do is suck her thumb.
She won't. She promises. Don't you, Muffin? See? Please, Aunt Trixie.
Yeah, please, Aunt Trixie.
Okay.
Hooray! Thank you, Aunt Trixie. We promise Muffin won't suck her thumb even once. Muffin!
So cute.
It's adorable.
And what's great about it is, like, they're dogs, right? And I don't know if people have seen this. They're dogs, and so when they're happy on their screen, their tails start wagging before they emote through their voices and, like, the rest of their body. Like, it's really true to the canine world.
I just love it. It's got the music is amazing. The voices are adorable. And the kids aren't jerks. Like, sometimes on kids shows, the kids say bratty or snarky stuff. These kids, I watched one episode.
Oh, like that Peppa Pig. She can go right to, no Peppa Pig in this house.
Oh,
she's
man.
Rude.
I think we struck a nerve with Stuart there, Conrad.
Yeah, well, there's some kids programming is very, it's a very low bar to do something good. And this show is not just like a good show. It's, I think, one of the best television programs ever made.
It's putting fantastic. It up there. If this is, all right, I don't want to get too dramatic, but I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
It'd make a great story. Maybe you can. Maybe that's next year's award.
You get the exclusive.
Just telling the tale of Pete Schwabba.
Yeah, I'm a walking story.
And for best continuing coverage.
For most families, following kids shows.
Weirdest news story of the year.
Oh, that's so great. Hey, what else?
Some of the best episodes are when the kids are acting like grannies. There's a couple of them. There's one where they're on a bus acting like grannies, but there's another one later, I think in like the third season, where they're grannies pretending to be grannies interacting with a real granny, and it just gets really weird and awesome.
What was the one where they're driving the car in the backyard? It's like a toy car. I think they were acting like old people then, and they ran over the dad, and the dad comes down like, did you see something? Like, they had no idea.
Well, and they've got, so there's one or two episodes that Disney do not air because of the content. And then I've found those out online, and we've watched those a long time ago. What one has to do with dad pretending to give birth, and I guess Disney has a problem with it, but it's hilarious and intense, and they bring the neighbor into it, and the neighbor's great because he just plays along. There's always nonsense going on, and this neighbor is just, yeah, sure, whatever, I'm hanging up my laundry, and this game starts, and I'll play along, and it's just, that's part of the fun part of that show.
What is the matter with people? That's great. I thought you were going to say there's like a Bluey After Dark or something.
There's just some content that there's another one having to do with a horse, and I don't remember what Disney's problem with it. There's a couple of them that didn't make the American cut.
Well, I'll give them some credit for airing this show. It looks great. And what else do your kids like? Is it like, is there a close second for you as a dad?
It varies. It comes and goes. They're recently into the Muppet Babies, not like the Muppet Babies that were like the late 80s, early 90s Muppet Babies. They redid it.
Okay.
So that's good. They're in the Muppet world. And then I put on the old Muppet shows where I get to see John Denver and Anne Murray. And who was the one, Jonathan Winters. We watched the Jonathan Winters episode recently, and that guy was, I loved him when I was a kid, but looking back, it's like, that guy was weird.
He was weird. I kind of forgot about that, but I do remember. But I loved when John Denver was on and Anne Murray. That's a great show.
Asking me, was Animal a main character of the old ones? Like, not really. Animal was in the band, but he wasn't in. But he's gotten more popular recently. So it's fun going into the whole Muppet kingdom.
Animal was kind of like what Styx was to Happy Days when he would come on and play the drum. It was like the first person of color on the show. That's kind of like, it's just a bit part for Animal, right? But he was a drummer.
Well, I think looking back, I think that he was a breakout star, I think is what happened. I think they put him on and kids just liked him because he was an animal. He was crazy and chaotic and kids liked that. And I think he kind of grew out of that. So he's actually one of the core characters of the ensemble cast that is the most recent Muppet Baby incarnation.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got Fozzie in there, you got Kermit, of course.
Yeah. So before we let you go, Stuart, what do you watch? Like, let's say the kids are asleep. It's just you and the wife or just you. What are you watching on TV after a long, hard day?
Not much of anything. Usually they go to bed, I go to bed, and I'm up. If there's any time for anything, maybe some Johnny Carson reruns. Wrestling every once in a while.
Okay.
Kind of keep me grounded.
Dude, you are like Clark Griswold. You are the last great family man. Your kids are going to bed. I would stay up because I like the quiet for an hour or two, but I've always applauded you for being a great dad and being able, or the guys that did this just can go to bed right away and don't need that downtime. So good for you.
Well, it's not like I have a choice. It's on the couch and I try and stay up and just say, I should go to bed.
Buddy, congrats again on the awards. Well-deserved. Keep up the great work, and it's great having you on the show. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, it was good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on, Wood.
You got it. That's Stuart J. Waddles. Check out his work on WRJN or here on the network. He does all kinds of work here at Civic Media. You can check out his articles on the website, but just a quality dude all the way around. Terry Barr will be here at the bottom of the hour. It is a bar band Friday night, and this music is so great. I can't wait. Let's read some text, Con. What do you think?
I think we should get to those.
I don't think
we've
read one text yet. The question of the night is, who do you want to have a sleepover with? It's National Sleepover Day. Our pal Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can hear on WGBW this weekend, twice, once on Saturday and once on Sunday. Great news magazine show. She says Kevin Smith. I'm not surprised.
He might smell a little bit, I feel like.
She also likes James Bond, but she went Kevin Smith. Okay. Mike on the social media says the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Now that's not fair.
Come on. Now that's with like 11 people.
Yeah. Who's springing for that pizza order? And then Daniel, of course, said Jesus Christ. I don't know if I could relax under those circumstances, but okay. Jesus would be a great guy to talk to for sure. He's probably got some opinions.
Yeah.
Or if you ran out of food, he could just replenish it. But fish.
I mean, you could.
That's a good sleepover.
You would never have water, though, you know?
Right. Always be wine. Well, that's good for kids. Matt Harper, rock rap artist. Our pal Matt Harper says Margot Robbie. Yes.
That would be a good one, yeah.
I think Matt has other stuff on his mind than just watching movies and ordering pizza. Nikki Zerjev, our pal Nikki. How are you, Nikki? We miss you. She says comedian Kathleen Madigan. Beer, snacks, and a lot of laughs. No question. How about Nikki Zerjev? She'd be a blast at a sleepover, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody here would be. All right, we'll read some more texts when we come back, and we got a really funny Larry David clip. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. It's a bar band Friday night, and it's right around the corner. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba, and this is Nightlight. Conrad Krieger is behind the board. doing a bang-up job. It is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here in moments with some just really, really good music tonight. Our question of the night is, who do you want to have a sleepover with? It is National Sleepover Day. We got to catch up on some texts here. On the stream, Dave says Snoop Dogg would be fun. He's our age and knows a lot about a lot.
Yeah, I think that you would get second high. You know?
You either get second high or you get busted. I don't know. I think he's kind of overexposed now. I always liked him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really...
He's everywhere, though, now. He's like, yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
I like everywhere. those Bic commercials he did.
What were those? What was the...
For the lighters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd be swell. He'd be great at a sleepover. And Dave says, Central Dance, remember Sergeant Techmeyer. I do. I probably shouldn't have read his name on the... Still learning the radio rules. There was this cop at the dances, and he was like a real... He's like Captain... Not Captain Kirk, but Officer Kirk on Happy Days. He was the one that always kept people in line at the Central dances. Whenever there were fights or kids that were puking because they had too much to drink. Was drinking big when you were in high school?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not
That's
sure.
A yes. That's one demerit point for Conrad.
I didn't partake, you know?
I honestly didn't. I did not have a beer until I was spring of my freshman year in college. And that's the honest to God's truth.
You know, my brother's 7 years older than me, so he would say, you know, I didn't do that in high school. I wouldn't. I till this day, I still don't believe him.
Like, he would say that just to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Well, it was a different conversation.
He's lying.
But it was a different conversation. It was a conversation after I was in high school.
Oh, gotcha. What are you trying to tell me? You're pregnant, Conrad? I don't know what it's kind of lost track.
I did. No, I am not pregnant.
All right, thank God. You can watch Bluey if you have kids.
Yeah.
Let's get to the text line. Listening on WMDX from the 814, our pal Jameson checks in. He says, be like George Foreman. Name every kid Pete versus where he named all his kids George. That's right. I think did I miss one from Jameson here? I don't want to miss a text.
That's the start.
Okay. Tom from New Berlin says, Cubs, too. He's talking about the Pope being from Chicago. Apparently, he's a Cubs fan. There's some debate over whether he's a Cubs or a Sox fan in Chicago right now, I think.
I mean, the Cubs, he'd be better off with the Cubs.
Well, I think so, but what do I know? They're both fine baseball clubs.
Well,
Tom also says, Monopoly with Trump. He would be reminding me, been there, done that. I can't remember what we were talking about.
Nate Land.
Oh, of course. Nate Land. All right, Tom, we'll get a bus trip. We'll organize like a WGBW bus trip to Nate Land if it ever happens.
That sounds awesome.
Monica from Mount Horeb, she's listening on WMDX. She says, comedians Miranda Hart and Sarah Milligan. Oh, she must be answering our question from last night, I think, right?
No, sleepovers.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking, oh, comedians, of course. I'm completely. You know what? I can't stop thinking about Kung Pao shrimp. And I am so hungry right now. I apologize, Monica. Yeah, they would be great at a sleepover, I'm sure. And Monica has two girls sleeping over. You and me and Stuart could go over and be like the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Come on, let's drink some beers and French inhale. We'll do like a scene from Grease or something here. Jameson also from checks in again and says, question, answer, either Nick Offerman. He will get me drunk on scotch, then use power tools to build a new decorative laundry supply hutch while yelling the best stories and caring about mine. Or Aubrey Plaza, also from Parks and Rec, because a man can dream. Wink. Go. Hey, Jameson, this is all pretend. You just fire away. Anybody you want is fine. And then Jameson says again, I'll add one more. You, Pete, it would be a blast. We show each other obscure movies, eat some food, probably act foolish, then likely fall asleep way too early. Jameson, that sounds like a blast. Can we bring... Conrad, you're invited, too.
Thank you.
The three of us love a blast.
Thanks. So
that would be fun. Carrie from Tosa says she's listening on WMDX. David Spade, it would be full of laughs and probably some mischievous shenanigans involved. I am sure it would be a fun night. I think Carrie has a little crush on David Spade.
Yeah.
Tommy boy David Spade, before he was too jaded, but... He would be funny. That would be great. That's great, Gary. Thank you. Tom from New Berlin says, Todd, that's like creating your own nickname.
Are we talking about Nick Land? or Nate Landigan.
Yeah, it probably is. But here's what Tom comments throughout the show. We need to be better about reading Tom's texts yeah. right when they come in. Because, no, honestly, we go yeah. on to another subject and I forget. So thank you, Tom. That's a great one. Steve from Florida says, happy Friday, son and Pete. That's Conrad's dad, for those of you scoring at home. My favorite detective growing up was Kojak. The classic line, who loves you, baby? As well as helping promote lollipop sales throughout the year. That's a great point, Steve. And why don't people? Like, a lollipop is a great dessert if you're trying to lose weight. There's hardly any calories. You get the sweet thing going.
Yeah, but, you know, it's too sticky.
Well, if you hold it with your hand on the non-stick part. Steve says, also, it would be fun to have a sleepover with my best friends growing up that I haven't seen in years, catching up on each other's lives. That is a great idea, Steve. Adult sleepover. Let's do it. Steve from Madison just said, Steve from Madison. I don't see a text. Do you, Conrad? Am I missing something?
I do not.
All right. Listening on WAUK, Jack from Merrimack. He's in the 414. He says, sleepover. How about with my wife? She's been at my stepdaughter's place for the last 2 weeks. I may be 80, but I'm not dead yet. Saturday's the night. Oh, Jack and his wife are going to have a round of lovemaking this Saturday night. That's what I'm reading there. Go for it. Jack, that's impressive at 80, man. Love it. He says, as far as a male, I'd like to spend an evening with Steve Martin. Yes. Great one. The darts bar scene in Roxanne is probably the best long comedy scene I've ever seen in a movie. Even if he didn't write it all, his timing was absolutely perfect. He's brilliant, and I think it would be just an amazing conversation. Very well done. Thank you, Jack from Merrimack. Thank you for all your texts. Keep them coming if you like. Terry Barr is coming up next. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and I am very excited for this. I'm excited every Friday because we love hanging out with Terry. She brings amazing music. But I will say, this weekend, Terry, or this night, you've outdone yourself. These songs are outstanding. I love this. I'll let you introduce her and do all that stuff, but you've outdone yourself. Outstanding. How are you tonight?
How about that?
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell her you said this.
She's
oh my
excellent.
Goodness.
And I would love to say I'll get her on the show, but as I understand it, she lives in my old hood, which is way out west. So
she does.
Might not happen, but
I
tell us everything.
Everything is great. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, about our artist, or start with yourself. That's fine. But let's get into it and start wherever you like, my friend.
All right. Well, our artist is Madison Malone. I have been following her career since she was in college. Right after college, she went to UW-Madison, grew up in Portage in central Wisconsin. Portage, of course, is known for having a great music department. And I think she can stand up and say, yep, I'm a product of that Portage Music Department.
Yeah.
And she is doing it proud for them. She left Wisconsin right after college. She's now been in LA 10 years.
Wow.
And Pete, she's doing it. She is putting out music constantly and recently signed a new deal with Sync. And Sync is one of the biggest houses where you go as a movie maker or a TV show maker and find music to go with your show or your movie.
Yeah.
And she is thrilled.
I saw that. I was just looking at her website. She's had music on, General Hospital. She's written for Celine Dion. That's incredible. And she's only been out there. So she's still young. I mean, she's been out there. She's probably in her early 30s. And these credits are great. But where does she play, Terry? Does she tour?
She tries to.
Okay.
Here's the other part that is so fascinating about this story. She just had a baby not too long ago. And that has become number one to her. And I think that's where the sync agreement is really important, because she doesn't have to be working on music constantly, even though she is working on a brand new album right now. But that sync music, if that can get into any films or shows, that can be a good little chunk of change that just kind of holds down the bills and pays for everything while you take care of your child and maybe write some new songs for an album. Wow. She's now married. She has a wife. We talked about this too, because she said Mother's Day is different. You know, it's not like the tradition she had growing up where the entire family, including mom and dad, would celebrate mom. It's now the moms celebrate each other.
How about that? So,
yeah. Yep.
Well, one of the songs you brought of Madison's, it celebrates Mother's Day. And it's really... just an absolutely beautiful song. And the other one's a little more of a grinder kind of kick-ass song, but they're both great. Why don't we play one now so we don't run out of time and we can talk about it? Should we play Piece of Art first?
Yeah, this one is, as you said, quite the kick butt song. Yeah. And I think it shows her range. She can do a little bit of everything. She is mainly the keyboard player, but she's been out there long enough that she knows enough people to pull together an orchestra, other musicians, whatever she needs to make this happen.
Okay, this is fantastic. All right, you're in for a treat, folks. Terry Barr is here. It's Barr Band Friday night here on Nightlight. This is Madison Malone, a product of Wisconsin who has been living in LA the last few years and having tremendous success. Here is her song, Piece of Art, by way of Terry Barr.
I'm a piece of art, every bone and every part. Statues with the same body as me. I don't know about you, but that feels like I just won the lottery, baby. I'm a piece of art.
I love how she, you know, I heard a little bit of Blondie in there when she sings, I'm a piece of art, cover me with kisses. It kind of like segues and then it, at the last second steers away. It's great. What a great song.
Yeah.
She is, Terry, she's just so open on her website. Madison is a proud pansexual bilingual songstress who works toward bringing love, comfort, and nostalgia to your ears. And then later in the paragraph, it says Madison is working on releasing an album about queerness, motherhood, and heartbreaks that still ache. Her music has been picked up by Spotify's editorial playlist, continuing her outreach to listeners everywhere. She has no shortage of things to write songs about, does she?
No. No. You know, and even for the Sync project that she earned so that she can get songs into TV shows and movies, they were supposed to write 5 new songs as examples of different emotions. She wrote 15.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I don't know how that flows out of someone so easily, and I'm so glad it is.
So how do you know her? You said you've interviewed her several times over the years, but she's been gone for so long since college. I mean, I'm sure she comes back at some point. But how did you line up an interview? Did you have her play on Max Inc.?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yes. I've had her play on wherever I happen to be working. Whenever she was back in town, we've stayed in touch. I just think she is one of those souls you just don't ever want to lose in your life.
Yeah.
Because of everything she is. But I met her when she was in college and just really started on this musical journey. And that's the first time I interviewed her. And I'm so, so happy that we've been able to do, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 interviews since that time.
Now, how does that work with, like, she's doing this Sync, and I get that's probably where the money is. Now she's got a baby. You got to think about that stuff. But how do you not tour with songs like she has? I mean, is that a balance she's trying to find out? I would love to go see her live.
Oh, I know. I know. I had a friend that also lived in LA. And when he was about to leave, he said, "Terry, I know you know some musicians. I really need to feed myself some great music out here." And she happened to have a show. And he went, he loved it. But then 2 weeks later, he moved back to Wisconsin.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, yeah. I hope after she puts this new album out, I hope she gets back out there. And I think her plan is to do that this summer. So I'm going to bug her. I will let you know.
Please.
And hopefully she'll be back in Wisconsin to treat all of us.
Well, let's do this. Let's play that other song. This is a great song. It's called Bravo, right?
Oh.
And it's about, or it's for moms, I guess, on Mother's Day. We're heading into Mother's Day
weekend.
Yeah, she wrote
it. When you listen to the words, you can hear about the experience about to have her son and all the emotions. But then she also ties it to her own mother. And that's where I got to talk to Madison a little bit this week. She's home in Wisconsin visiting family.
She's home here. Is she on your show tomorrow night?
Yes,
sir. I usually ask you that by now, but I haven't. So,
that's
all right.
Okay. I love that you are so into this music.
I love it. All right. Let's hear. This is Bravo. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. If you're listening, this is for you from Madison Malone and Terry Barr.
We gave you a name in April. We picked out a crib in July. You came to our arms in the autumn. Now we'll hold you for the rest of our lives. Mama will make us big dinners. We'll sit down with all those we love. Stay up till 2 in the morning, saying this is what it's all about. Baby, it's new and exciting, and you're not alone when you cry. Learning about you's the most honest work that we'll do. We walked you to school in the new year. Didn't want to let go of your hand. As soon as you saw the playground, you ran off and you quickly made friends. Oh, baby, it's new and exciting, and you're not alone when you're crying. Learning is the most honest work that we'll ever do. We'll watch as you grow up with new loves and breakups. We'll be living through every every day. And we'll know it's all worth it. Then I'll sleep in the time spent. I won't wish a minute away. When the time comes that you move out, we'll stand on the front steps and cry, remembering when you first came home. Oh, we'll love you for the rest of our lives. Yeah, we'll love you for the rest of our lives. Oh, we'll love you for the rest of our lives.
The baby, all right. Those aren't tears. I'm cutting onions. That was Madison Malone and Bravo. We got to do a quick break. We're coming right back to talk about it with Terry Barr. Beautiful song.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Oh, man, we are in the home stretch here tonight on a Friday night on a beautiful, stunningly gorgeous night here in the state of Wisconsin, all over the state. It's absolutely beautiful tonight. So after you're done listening to this show, folks, get out, get some fresh air, and then immediately go back in and watch TV, because that's what we're here for. This is a Barr Band Friday night. Real quick, if I could just plug this, Matt Miller will be here. We're going to talk about the wrapping up of the Milwaukee Film Festival, some summer blockbuster talk, and then Chastity Washington, Milwaukee comedian, will be here Monday night as well on 6:35. So we hope to have you back for that. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with our pal Terry Barr. And Madison Malone is the artist you brought here tonight. Just really outstanding stuff, Terry. You've outdone yourself, and it sounds like a great episode tomorrow night of Max Inc. with Madison in studio.
Absolutely. And I should also tell you, my co-host Rocker, he won a Wall of Honor award from the Wisconsin Area Music Industry last Sunday.
Wow.
It was supposed to be a surprise, but he found out about it. I don't know how it leaked out, but he's still thrilled. It is one of those rare awards given to people who have really supported the music scene across the state. And I'm so honored to work with him and to call him my friend.
How, I mean, you guys need to build like a trophy case in the studio there. And honest to God, between Max Inc. Radio and all the features you do for Civic Media, and now this award with Rocker, that's incredible. Congrats. And
oh,
congrats
thank
to Rocker.
You.
You're going to clean up at the Whammies again, too.
We love it, right, Pete?
I know. No, and that comes across. You guys are so passionate about what you do. Your show is great. And I absolutely treasure this segment every week, because I have learned more about new music since I've been doing the show, because you come on every Friday night. And that's how I find new music. And it's great that I find new music that's Wisconsin-based most of the time. You know, it's just great.
Yeah. Well, and Madison still calls Wisconsin home.
Yeah.
And as you know, you can guess, she's on everything. You can find her and listen on Spotify, all the streaming. She's got some great music videos on her website, on YouTube.
Okay.
Check her out and follow her. And then when she does have a show, Pete, let's go.
Absolutely. It's MadisonMaloneMusic.com. Check her out. I'm going to be watching some of these videos after I go home and chill out a little later. It's going to be fun. And have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you.
We'll be listening, and give Rocker our best. And just, you guys, just do what you do. Have a great show, and enjoy Madison Malone. And thank you for sharing her with us tonight.
Oh, it is such a pleasure, Pete. Happy weekend to all, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great weekend. All right, that's Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, and Madison Malone. This is, she's up there. PJ on the stream, by the way, says, good singer, but that could put me to sleep. Well, I think it is kind of a lullaby, PJ. I mean, it's a great, her voice is like captivating. And but I could see that. I don't think you'd necessarily mean that in a bad way. It's like a lullaby. Right, Con? Con? Wake up. Conrad. Okay. Conrad's already got 1 foot out the door for Mother's Day. What are you going to do for your mom? You got some, I know she doesn't live here, but you got something planned?
I'm going to call her.
Oh, how nice. How special.
You know, I'll just say it here. I'll just say it here so I don't call her on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. You heard it here on Friday. So
oh,
that's it's documented.
Nice. Conrad just saved himself a phone call. What a guy. No, I know. I know you're a good son. And do we have time for that Larry David clip?
Yes, we do.
All right. But can I set it up or are we going to run out of time there? How long is the clip?
You know what? We should keep it.
Let's keep it. It's a great clip.
We'd kind of rush it. It's funny. It's
all right.
We need to set it up.
I'm going to read a couple texts we have here that just came in, and I want to close the show with that song Bravo again because it's a great show for the moms. But we do have a couple texts here I need to get to before we get out of here, and that is 608 says best detective. And this is Dave from the 608 listening at WMDX, I assume. Yeah, WMDX. He says, best detective is Kate Beckett from the show Castle, which I have not seen.
I haven't seen that show either.
I've heard nothing but good stuff, but I've got, this is what I love about when you find a show. Now I've got like what, I don't even know how many seasons are, like 7 seasons of a show. Hopefully I'll really like. That's awesome. Thank you, Dave. And then Bridget from the 818, she says, my children, I miss them. This is for the sleepover question, unless Bridget's kids are great detectives. She says, my children, I miss them. Also, Michelle Obama. She's been giving great advice lately about life. Oh, Michelle Obama at a sleepover. That's a nice, I mean, Michelle Obama would be fun to talk to, but I don't know if I want to be getting life advice at a sleepover.
She also wouldn't bring the best food, I don't think, you know.
Oh, she'd bring healthy snacks. You know, people chastised her for that. And then now they get in and they're talking about, Kennedy's talking about taking a red diet. It's like, wait, she tried to do that and you guys hated her.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each his own. And your children, Bridget. So we're going to go out. We're going to play the song Bravo again. And this was written for Mother's Day for mothers. And Madison wrote this for her child. And this is a great way to close the show. So we'll go out on that tonight. We hope to see you Monday. Matt Miller will be here. Chastity Washington will be here. Thank you for all of your texts, folks. Thank you to Stuart J. Waddles. I almost said Stuart J. Littles. That doesn't make sense. Stuart J. Waddles, our pal, and of course, Terry Bauer for Bar Band Friday Night. She brings it every week, and she crushed it this week, maybe even more so.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom texted me saying, thanks. Still want to hear from you.
You're not getting off that easy. All right. Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Krieger. See, I did that. I guess I can call her Paula. So I kind of outdid you because I did it. You still got to call her, dude. I'll call your mom, too. We'll have a nice talk. We'll have a nice talk about you. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. We will see you back here on Monday. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwab. Here is Madison Malone taking us out. Good night, Wisconsin.
Down with all those we love. Stay up till 2 in the morning. Saying that this is what it's all about. Baby, it's new and exciting, and you're not alone when you cry. Learning about you's the most honest work that we'll do. We walked you to school in the new year, didn't want to let go of your hand. As soon as you saw.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.